O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 100. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 100, Enter In, by Charity Gale, Joshua Sherman, Laurel Taylor, and Stephen Musso. The words of this psalm find a home in this heartfelt gospel rendition. Each verse is followed by a powerful refrain sung by a small group of singers with layered harmonies. The vocalists are supported by bluesy keyboard accompaniment. Numerous modulations in which the key moves ever higher emphasize the concept of uplifted praise.
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Come worshiping before the throne of God. For the Lord, he is good, and his love endures forever.
So we enter. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. When I first started dating Katie and came around her house for meals, there's something that took me a little time to get adjusted to. Katie's family loves food, and her mom is an amazing cook, so it had nothing to do with the things that we were eating. No, the thing that I had to adjust to is that for the first, 10 to 15 minutes of any good meal at the Han household are occupied with her family members oohing and aahing over the food, making just about every yummy noise known. I thought I appreciated food, but this was on a whole other level. Now, I used to think that this was peculiar, but in reality, we all do this with the things that we love. When we find something good or beautiful, something that we find exceptional, we feel compelled to say something. It praise almost rises up within us. Why do we do this? C.S. Lewis writes, "I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation." This is the case not simply with things like a good meal or a moving film. This is the case in our relationship with God as well. Praise is one of the ways in which we get to complete our enjoyment of God. We are to make joyful noise to him. We are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, not simply out of compulsion, but because that is part of enjoying the good things that he has done. And how else could we respond to the goodness of God? To his steadfast love, which endures forever. So in the moments that follow, make a joyful noise to the Lord, even if it's just in your heart. Reflect on his goodness to you and what he has made and the ways in which he has sustained you, and perhaps most importantly, for the reality that he has redeemed you in Jesus. Complete your enjoyment of God by praising him. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, the fountain of wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. We ask you to have compassion upon our weaknesses and those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask. Grant to give us for the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.